Population growth and rising standard of living will increase the demand for animal meat and vegetable proteins in the decades ahead. Experts say we will need 50% more protein by the year 2050 to meet the need of everyone. We need protein as part of a healthy diet, and many of us turn to animal meat as a source. Satisfying the projected growth in worldwide protein demand is a complicated task and does not lack controversy. Cell-based meat, an innovation, is accepted as a viable component of a healthy, robust protein source. 1.1 million. Animals are slaughtered every hour for food. Yet their population has never depleted to an alarming level. Raising animals creates environmental problems. Raising animals for food requires massive amounts of land, food, energy, and water and causes severe environmental damage. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of the United Nations, the world needs to shift away from a diet of animal products to combat the worst effects of climate change. For example, the FAO reports livestock factory farming contributes to almost 15% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Factory farms also use an enormous amount of water. It is used to grow crops for animals to eat, clean filthy factory farms, and give animals water to drink. Yet, the industry has polluted more than 35,000 miles of waterways in the United States. Meat consumption creates health risks. Consuming animal products, including animal meat, puts you at an increased risk of several dangerous health conditions. The World Health Organization recently declared that processed meat develops a carcinogen that increases your risk of colon or rectum cancer by 18%. Animal products contain saturated fats that contribute to the list of top killers of America: heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and various types of cancer. Decades of scientific studies have linked saturated fat to cardiovascular disease, the number one cause of death in our country, killing nearly 2,200 people every day. In large part because of the increased health risks, people who consume animal meat do not live as long as vegetarians and vegans. According to a study at Loma Linda University, of over 76,000 people, vegetarians were 12% less likely to have died during a 6-year follow-up period than those who consumed animal meat. Apparently, this study does not have a definitive conclusion, therefore, fell in the category of a mere propaganda narrative. Arguments for sparing the animals. Animal rights advocacy. Animals have moral status, and animal suffering matters because it is harmful to something that counts morally. Killing is a harm to the animals. We are actively doing something that deprives them of future life. Says Elizabeth Harmon, Associate Professor of Philosophy and Human Values at Princeton. What you are doing is participating in the continuation of meat production. You are also failing to participate in the vegetarian movement, which I think is a moral thing that is happening in reality. So, in Elizabeth Harmon thinking, vegetation has no moral status? In killing an animal, we deprive it of its ability to have a future and satisfy its desires, so I am very interested in whether cattle look forward. I think they do. What if they do not, but know their role/purpose of being human food? People used to justify eating animal meat for biological reasons. We are omnivores, our incisors are there to eat animal meat, this is a natural thing for us to do. The problem is that many things considered natural are not justified for us to do. I wonder if he is referring to fornication and homosexuality? And that the biological features are irrelevant to the question of how we ought to live our lives. Says Gary Comstock, is professor of philosophy at North Carolina State University. Majority of people still stick to the omnivore's position, as the meat consumption and animal killing for food has been there from eon. Excerpts from my upcoming article on free will versus predestination. Plants acquired a bit of leeway by resorting to adaptability in their instinctual growth to overcome the situation forced by external factors. Their roots or overall flourishing can deviate and adapt. Like, in the process of grafting, circumventing the hurdles in the way of their growth. Responding to hate, praise and danger, etc. Plants and animals, contrary to the common archaic beliefs, use human-like intellect and feelings. They respond to fear, anger, love, or hate targeted at them. Some plants are capable of catching their prey. Animals are capable of helping, protecting and rescuing other animals and human beings. Dolphins have exhibited an exceptionally high level of intelligence. It is, therefore, becomes impossible to invoke that they act, unlike human beings, within their assumed devoid of intellect, instinctual boundaries. The end of excerpts. From a non-secular Islamic perspective, everything created has a purpose and role assigned. Human beings are at the top of the food chain, therefore, most animals and vegetation are for the use and consumption of human beings. We, in my opinion, instead of fulfilling our own assigned role, are trying to play God by barging into the areas whose responsibility rests with Him. He created everything through a value-added decree Qada and Qadar, which includes all matters in between the terms of life and death. Greater than the population control Holocaust. Note. I am neither trying to thrust Islam on others nor proselytizing, but present a different, reasoned, and logical point of view. And there is no creature on earth but that upon Allah is its provision, and He knows its place of dwelling and place of storage. All is in a clear register. Q 11-6. Allah it is who hath appointed for you cattle, that ye may ride on some of them, and eat of some. Q 40-79. All the creatures on land and the flying birds have different communities, just as you, people, do. Nothing is left unmentioned in the book. They all will be brought in the presence of their Lord. Q 6-38. Cruelty to any creature is strictly forbidden in Islam, while their fair treatment is made reward-worthy. An alternative to animal meat to avoid animal slaughter. Many argue for greater consumption of vegetable proteins. Indeed, plant-based protein products, such as Beyond Meat, are now a significant factor in the marketplace. But entrepreneurial scientists have recently generated another alternative, cell-based meat, where cells from an animal are cultured and grown in a lab. Cell-based meat has gained a leading position in the industry. Cell-based meat is a scientifically accurate term commonly used by proponents, detractors, and neutral observers alike. It references the composition of the products in this category. It parallels and creates a clear distinction between plant-based protein and animal-based meat. Cultured meat has been discussed in the nomenclature debate. After all, it is grown from a cultured sample of the cow, chicken, pig, fish, or other target animals. But cultured is used in fermented foods such as yogurt and even cured meat. So, it lends to consumer confusion. Laboratory meat or lab meat may conjure up images from a sci-fi movie. Consumers like foods that promote a happy impression of a well-fed and satisfied family, not a science lab. Another contender, clean meat, calls for attention to the sanitary conditions of the laboratory but is yet another unsavory mental image for the shopper. In the light of this limited information, although it may sound conservative point of view, Muslims should refrain from jumping onto cultured meat or cell-based meat for two reasons. 1. It may use the forbidden pork content. 2. Contents of other animals, not slaughtered in an Islamic way, may have been used, therefore, would not fall in the halal meat category. I think that meat production is morally wrong, and I think that eating meat is a moral mistake but not wrong. Says Elizabeth Harmon, Associate Professor of Philosophy and Human Values at Princeton, about the regular meat, I wonder if she would include artificial meat also in her assertion? Faith-conscious people may argue that, since the contents of an animal for the production of the artificial meat are denatured, it should be okay to consume it. Here is the logical explanation from my point of view. If the contents used in the production of artificial meat are from an animal, impermissible for consumption, then the denatured contents will not automatically change it into permissible. Here arises a question of individual judgment, ijtihad, because there is no textual or hadithic verdict on the matter. Benchmark, therefore, could be that burnt wood changes its formation yet, its fundamental constituent carbon remains intact. Citations of fatwas have been refrained from due to their sect-based divergences. C14, H26, O11S transforms into 14CO2, G, 13H2O, L, plus, remnant, carbon. If one feels convinced that the use of denatured contents in the production of alternative meat makes it permissible, he may consume it. If one feels convinced that the contents of impermissible animals would not make the alternative meat permissible, then he may refrain from consuming it. Let us wait till the criteria specifications of Islamically slaughtered meat, sabiha/halal, are met. May Allah keep us on the right path, insha'Allah.